Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
To homeschool or not to homeschool? That is the question.
Yeah, I never thought I would be this person, ever. I went to public school, my husband went to public school, my kids were going to go to public school. That's just how it was going to be. And lately, we've been thinking about homeschooling, and I'm surprised at myself, but I would love to know. I know it's not easy, and I know that teachers undergo a lot of education to do their profession. I know there's curriculums you can follow, but I'd love to know from people who homeschool or people who have been homeschooled what their experience is, because I don't want to jack up my kid. But if I'm being honest, when I look at sending my kid to public school, it makes me very, very nervous these days. And we don't have the budget for private school. That's a lot of money. And I'm not sure that's much safer. And I'm not talking about the quality of education. I wanted my kid to go to public school because I wanted her and him to be around a diversity of thought, a diversity of people, different cultural backgrounds. I think I got a lot out of going to public school, but I just don't feel safe sending my kids to school anymore.
So, I mean, like literally like bullying, and you're talking about like you don't know who's going to break into the jail. That's how I still think about school. Who's going to, you know, if it's safety is going to be a real concern there with guns.
Just like the active shooter drills that they have to do, and just I feel like we're seeing, and maybe it's just because it's so forward in the news, but the shootings are increasing and I'm just seeing more and more awful news coming out, and I don't want to be in a position where I'm sitting there and it's my kid and I was like, I could have homeschooled them and still expose them to the world in other ways. I know there are group activities you can do. You can still sign them up for different sports. So there are ways that they can meet other kids and do stuff, and bullying. I've just seen both close to me and listening to other friends, it getting really intense on a level where I was bullied a little bit, but nothing like this. I mean, the vitriol and the hatred some of these kids have for other kids. And I'm like, I don't want my kids exposed to that kind of nastiness until they're adults who can handle it better.
Yeah, just to the bullying point here for a second, for those of you that don't have kids that are in school, the bullying is so different now than it was when we were in school, because it's not hand-to-hand combat anymore. It's not yelling at each other or making faces, although that is part of it. Now there's social media bullying, which is a completely different thing made up by sophisticated kids that are way ahead of parents and administrators when it comes to technology, and their bullying can't be traced in a lot of cases. So it's a completely different level, and I totally feel you.
And the cases I've personally had contact with, the administration won't do anything. And so I'm like, I feel like I'm sending my kid into this, and I know you can't protect them from everything. I totally get that. But I do think there are steps you can take to mitigate what they experience and to delay certain things until they're older and they have tools to deal with it. Adults bully each other as well. They act immature, but you can deal with it better. But that and the shootings, and I'm just like, this does not feel like a safe environment. When my daughter was so excited to go to preschool, she wants to go, and my husband's like, what do we have to get first? Mm-hmm. And she's like, crayons. And in my head, the first thing that came to mind was bulletproof backpack. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is not the first thought that I should have when I'm talking about sending my kid to school.
Sure. Well, the way you feel is the way you feel. I'm so ignorant in this area, though. I think back in the day, I used to feel like, what an arrogant thought, that as a parent, I just think that I could just start teaching my kids, when there are people that go to school for it for years and years and years and years and years. So is there a certification you have to get in order to teach your own kids, or can Is there a curriculum online? How does it even work?
So I'll be honest, like I only know the bare bones and that there is a curriculum and I think they still have to do certain tests. Like the state is still very much like overseeing it. And I don't think I could teach as well as a teacher. I mean, that is, it is going to be a learning curve for me. And again, it's not that I think I can do a better job teaching. It's I just want to keep my kids safe. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like the government is stepping in to keep our kids safe. And so as a parent, I feel like if I have the means and I'm able to, then I should step in.
But with your hours, would you do it or would Chad do it?
We'd both do it. But what I've read as well, like the hours aren't the same. It's not a full school day. Mm-hmm. And it varies by age. So the younger they are, the shorter the hours. It's like a couple of hours a day, if that.
And you can do it anytime you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, you set your own schedules, no, right?
And I'm totally down with that. I would just, if they are not going to be in traditional school, I would want them to be homeschooled during like traditional school hours. That way they can play with their friends when their friends are home from school. So they still have like that interaction. Because you don't want your kids doing school when the other kids are out of school because then they're not having any interaction with other kids.
Just bring them here. Put them in the corner.
This is all the education they need.
Tell him he can fit another person in the studio. He's fine.
I think it's very different than it used to be because I know that my kid who does go to a private school, his soccer team played a group of homeschooled soccer players last year. And we're very confident going into that game because they're homeschoolers who, by the way, beat their ass. Homeschoolers just beat their ass.
And that's the thing. I worry about robbing my kids of the experience of meeting other people and that social life. And that's a very important part of growing up. But if these teams exist and these groups of homeschool kids who can get together and do different activities exist, I know it's not the same, but at least there's something.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys. Cassie, I will say trust your gut 100% with this. So I am homeschooling my children, and we follow a Waldorf method, Waldorf curriculum. You can follow any curriculum you want. But you have to remember, these kids literally came from you, and you are their first teacher. You're already their teacher. And you teach them every single day, and they are coded, they are ingrained to learn from you. Now, does that work for every single family in every single situation? No, absolutely not. But trust your instincts on this. Homeschooling has been the best gift that I've given my children. They still have plenty of social interaction. We are part of Free Forest Group, so we meet and do nature things together. There are nature schools now where they're 100% outdoors learning, and they're usually connected very well with homeschooling families. Homeschool only requires you to do 4 hours in Georgia, 4 hours of schooling for 4 days a week. So you don't have to have a degree. I think you have to have a high school diploma, but other than that, you don't have to have any specific education yourself in homeschooling. And again, you can purchase curriculums. You can merge curriculums together. There's so much freedom, but I will tell you to research the curriculums that are offered in public and private schools, as well as what you want your children to learn and how you want your children to learn.
That was really, really helpful. Thank you.
And I think the old stereotype of like homeschool kids just don't know what they're doing as far as social goes, or they're somehow, some way, don't know how to interact with other kids. I think that's a thing of the past.
I think so, too.
Because there are so many of these programs now where everybody's hanging out.
Oh, good. Okay, cool. Now, hopefully, stuff will get fixed and I can just send them to school because I don't want to do it.
You think that's going to happen next year?
Nope.
Okay. That's the Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.